by Michael Red Tiger in the last week or so.
I have actually, you know.
Yes, it's an unbelievable thing how people stop me in the streets and they said to me, they might only be the first one. I said, you know, even if it's just the first week, it's not something of mine, it's also something. Hopefully they'll carry on. I said, now it's easy, it's the top of my ear, it's not so hard. He said it's not so hard. The trick is to do a bit every time, that's the trick. Okay, so we'll finish this off today, Stein Maker Rider Tank. Very interesting. The last time we spoke about Duke with a Valkyra. I forgot to bring a Lua connection. Last time we spoke about Duke with a Valkyra. Can you do Schneid Mikra Echotagen with the Valkyra? So you do Mikra yourself, then you do a Mikra once with the Valkyra. Oh, Schneid, thank you very much. Oh, I can see all the people in
the room. MD.
Private conference one. Very good, okay.
See the notes.
One way of doing it.
See the notes.
The good speakers are, huh?
See the notes what you wrote by you.
I try not to look at the kids are, so here, when Muhammad said like this, Reish Pei Hei, and the Reish Pei Hei, we still told you last week. So let's make a quick sequel here with this. Yochad Nikra is a Pasha Shnayim Nikra Echad Tagum, B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. You're allowed to do it at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. The Mechaber says you're allowed to do it. That means you're doing it with the Chazan Pasha, yeah? That means you're saying it with the Chazan. Mr. Brewer over here brings down, it's not so posh what he said over here, Mr. Brewer brings down. With Simakul Memvov, one of our own rights that you should be machin, you shouldn't do it. And a Hakol Tzrich and Nishma Kriyam Piyashti Yosim, you should really rather listen just to Kriyas HaTorah from his cousin and not sit with him. Then after we got stuck in this last week, how many get terraces actually? Then he brings at the end over here, well, Mashma that you shouldn't do it. Then he says, Mikol Mokim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Nira, the Likro Belachash Mirah, if you read quietly with him word for word, then Ein Lahachim is there. It looks that's perfectly okay.
So it's Mashma from the beginning that somebody is just marvelous studying while the.
Yeah, look at Kukmenvov, the Isra Shadlans actually. It's not, I didn't want to say it public, but yeah, the Isra Shadlans. We prefer not to take
it. No, that's what he said, he should not.
Yeah, he shouldn't. I mean, no, he's talking about doing it loud. It looks like he's thinking do it loud. Nice, if you do it quietly with him, Mila by Mila, that's already better.
Just the toilet,
just a bit. Yeah. It looks like for the Mishruas, we got stuck on this last time, it looks like it's not going to do that. If you do it quietly with the Balkhira, it's okay. The problem is in the B.R. Lochi brings the Elia Rabbah, so it's a mitzvah and a mukkah to do it this way, and the mitzvah is a kami, so that I'm not asking to
do. According to that, you won't do posuk targum, the whole thing ahead, and then just a second posuk.
That's a big shadow. We spoke about, it's also an interesting shadow, which is why I'm out. It's nice, the passage of the mitzvah is Shnayim Mikra Ech Targum, twice Mikra Ech Targum. Which rule brings down, it's B.D.E. Elia to do Mikra Targum Mikra. Others, however, say it's Lechatchil, they say the Chaznish should do it this way, Mikra Targum Mikra. You with me?
Without the Kriyas HaTorah, he did the stomach.
No, I don't, that's another shayla, he can use Kriyas HaTorah. But what, the shayla of Mikra, Targum Mikra is not a shayla. So, Mr. Brewer's not happy, he says it's B'di Evet. But the Maaseh looks like a Chaznish and others, you should do it, it's like Chachila, Mikra, Targum, and then Mikra. Okay, so the Maaseh, that's the shayla about going with the Valkyra. Okay, then we moved on to an ancient shayla as well, there's a yontif in between. That's the way it's going to get it now. We've got a yontif in between. Let's say Rosh Hashanah. So what's the business week said is what's the risk? Oh, he's a good speaker, this one. the Tzom Vayelech. So one of the Tzom Vayelech is before Rosh Hashanah, right? Right, the Tzom Vayelech is next week, this week coming. The week after that is Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos. And the week after that, oh, you're short speakers after that, we haven't got that book. And the week after that is, Hazinu Shabbos Shuvah. So you've got a long time. From the Tzom Vayelech to Hazinus is almost it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Come on, yeah?
That's 2 weeks.
So now the Shabbos, when can you start doing Parshas Hazinus? So you, let's say the Tzom Vayelech you do this week. And on Shabbos, you do the Tzom Vayelech in the morning. Now when can you start Hazinus? So we saw from summer last time, there's a Yomtov between. So yes, Oimrim, that the mitzvah only starts after Yomtov. That means you can only start after Rosh Hashanah.
Monday.
Can you do
second
Rosh Hashanah already after that Shabbos or not?
No, so this shita holds that you have to wait after Yontif.
Monday.
Wait after Yontif. Yeah? So this shita holds you have to wait after Yontif. We saw the Maaseh from others that they say that since you start reading in Mincha already this Shabbos coming, you can only start as either. Rav Wasser says this, he's talking about Shmini and Pesach, Shechol Shabbos Cholavoy Beinen, he's talking about Cholavoy Fadim between them, in Ersa Likri Kavash, I'm Mikra Ed Farmi, I'm Mishn, Achra Persh, Sav, Pshuta shall give you a tour. There is a man shekor of a mincha, a Shabbos. Once you started reading a mincha, a Shabbos already, Nicola Massimo, that's called with a Sibyl. So he's made a nice little horse now. But once the Sibyl have said that Pausha, then you are allowed to say it with them.
Simple stone,
it's a good question, but Simple is a little bit different because Simple has never got Shabbos. It's never on Shabbos, it's a cup Simple stone. That is what we said last time. Now, coming on to today, let's talk about what now. So let's talk about, first of all, let's say Vazoy Sabrocha. Now, Vazoy Sabrocha, what's this? Vazoy Sabrocha is when? I'm just looking. Now, Shmini Atzeres says on Shabbos, and Sunday is Simple Stone.
No, Vazoy Sabrocha, we start Chazin.
Oh, well, you start Shabbos Shuvah, you're going to start Vazoy Sabrocha.
Shabbos Sukkos and the two Shabbos.
Yeah, but to be different is because Simple Stone is never on a Shabbos. There's no Imat Simple. That's a bit different over here. So, Maestro, Mishnah Brura says that the Chachila, it's a very interesting handle of this actually. Mishnah Brura writes in Kuv, where we are, Reish Behez, Kot Nun Ches, Mishnah Brura writes, here he says you don't know Shana Rab. And he carries on, if you do on Shmini Atzeres, lo yifsit. It's not ideal, but you can also be Yoyser. So it's interesting, he's narrowed it down very much actually. Yeah? It starts, looks like the only time, certainly the ideal time to do it only is from a Shana Rab as the earliest, and some say Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't speak about Simon Tov itself. The problem is in Simon Tov Kuv Peches, on top of his summer test, he says that because of Apostle, she will lay a Simon Tov, Yip Kroos, Shnai Mikro, and Atav. So it's not clear what's going on exactly. It looks like it's got quite a spot of choice, really. I mean, you're limited in time, but it looks like either Shana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres, or Simon Tov, you can do with Zosabra. I didn't see anyone say you can start the shot before. Even though you start the Pasha Tzorei, you're saying your Pasha Mincha, I didn't see anyone saying that Taka. I'm just looking now, yes, interesting thing. No one, I don't think, says that you can start the Pasha Tzorei. Because we start with Zoysa Brocha already on Tzorei. Shabbos Mincha of Pasha Tzorei will be saying with Zoysa Brocha, but there it's too far apart, much too far. You
always have a Shabbos between Tzorei and
Tzorei. Yeah, so I think so. I'm not sure
about two Shabbos.
Nice, it doesn't look like that's the idea. So it looks like the ideal time for Simchas Torah, for Parshas Vazoy Sabrocha, is either Shana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres, or Simchas Torah. What are those 3 days? That's what it looks like. Okay, that's the halacha of Vazoy Sabrocha. What about... Oh, what would I put here? Oh, what would it? He brings to one safe action to start from Sunday. Or Shabbos, Parshas Mincha. Zoy Sabrocha. I've got to say, but Bir Halacha, he says you can start already Zoy Sabrocha from Hazim.
That's
a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. I don't know why it should be different to a normal Shabbos. I don't know why it should be different. Okay. What about Parshas Bereishis? That's also a bit more complicated, Parshas Bereishis. So, what Parshas Bereishis is now.
This year's got a week.
I think all week this year. This year's no problem, actually. Yeah, you've got Simple Stones on Sunday. And the following Shabbos is
anytime.
Shabbos, where can you start from? So Simple Stones this year is on Sundays. It's not a gale. Let's say Simple Stones on Tuesday.
Or Friday.
Or Friday. Sorry, not Friday. Let's say Simple Stones on Friday.
That's
true. So now, when can you start saying Mauritius?
That's
very different in time. Because that was the earliest time you could say it. Sorry? The long set, the half set, it's time to go there. The Targum, and I said, it's not easy actually, yeah? That's not so easy. The Parson Races, so that looks like it'll start from the weakest. There has to be
some stuff before you've done this.
You can't do it before then. So you have to have some stuff. Mr. Kavanagh says that since on Simchas Torah, you meet Parson Races, so you can start from there. So on Simchas Torah, whenever Simchas Torah is, Moshe, this year Simchas Torah is on Sunday, you can start saying Parshas Bereishis. So Moshe, let's say, let's say Simchas Torah is on Tuesday, so you can only start on Tuesday. You can't start before that. It's a Simchas Torah. What? Friday is a bit more tricky. Friday is tricky. So again, Parshas Bereishis, you should not start before Simchas Torah. The Simchas Torah should not start Shnai Mikra Echotag or Parshas Bereishis before Simchas Torah has passed.
Are you allowed to do by night?
What, Friday night?
Some Tuesday night.
Normally we say there's not do micro on night time. Yeah. So normally we not do micro on night time, except for Thursday night and Friday night. Yeah. Besides Thursday night and Friday night, one shouldn't do it. Yeah, very interesting. Okay. Now, this is also interesting here. I mean, people talk about all sorts of shadows now, we've read the title. I must say, there's an interesting one over here. And that is, let's say, this year, I think it was it this year? Yeah. Shavuos, oh, that's right, Shavuos this year was on Friday Shabbos. Now, the Seder before Shavuos was Bamidbar. Then came Shavuos, the following week. So it was Friday Shabbos. And then the week after that was Parshas Mosor. When can you start Shnai Mikra Echa Targum from Mosor?
You said by Mincha, when you can start Mosor.
That's what we said. Some people say you can already start from the Mincha once you start saying
it's Mosor. Yeah.
Now, the Shnai is, this is what happens. Someone's in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Eretz Yisrael now for Shavuos. He's there, he's intended to come back, though, after Shavuos. I told you, someone told me this year, I won't tell you where he was, actually. He told me he was somewhere this year. Right, it was Friday Shabbos. I'm saying, you know, Shavuos is said everywhere. Friday Shabbos was Shavuos. It was in Kutzlar or somewhere. It was in some place. There was quite a few people there in the place. And they made a cheshbon that second day Yom Tov passes Nosso.
They lined the wrong
Seder. They lined the wrong Seder, actually. Instead of second day Yom Tov, Chris took
second day
Yom
Tov.
Second day Yom Tov, instead of reading second day Yom Tov, Chris the Torah, they read passes Nosso.
Nobody realised in the whole hotel that
middle
Seder.
No, that's not interesting.
It's somewhere exotic.
I'm not saying anything, I just say it's interesting. And the mice and our shine is what happens now.
What's the shoulder?
So the thing is, next week they'll actually pass the Mosso again.
What's the problem? So we'll hear it twice.
Right, first of all, let you all heard, let's say it's the same hotel. Let's say they go over time, they go for the next week as well. They've already been used to pass.
Which one are you referring to? Which case?
No, this is not let's try.
Back to this
hotel. This hotel, let's say, wasn't it?
What did you do next week?
They've already said, look, have they been
announced?
Micro or what?
No, they made a mistake. There was somewhere in the hotel somewhere. And they made non-Israel. They were somewhere in
the. Same problem.
No.
It's there in Eretz Yisrael, and Shabbos is Parshas Mosor. So there's Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, they hear Parshas Mosor. Now they're coming to England, next is another Parshas Mosor. The same problem.
Oh, come to you in a minute. Come to you in a minute.
It's not
all minimum, wasn't it?
It's not the Shabbos before, it's what are you doing with this Shabbos? Come and share what last Shabbos was. What is this Shabbos?
If you've been Yotze for your Torah, then how can you do it
again? You've Yotze from last week?
Oh, Pashas, why not? Pashas, no way. Pashas, no way. Yeah, Pashas, no way. Pashas, no way. Now, what you're saying, for washing your Shabbos, someone's there to throw up a Shabbos. Come back to what we spoke about last. Someone's there to throw up a Shabbos. You have a nice time. He intended to come back after Shabbos to England.
Right. So he listens to
Pashas. So he listens to Pashas Nosai. There's two interesting points, quite right, two interesting points. He listens to Parshas Mosor, that's strong. Unless he goes to Chutzlar, that's like a minion. He went to Etzron, like a minion. Right? Shaila number one is, what does he do about Shnai Mikra Echa Targum? When does he do Shnai Mikra Echa Targum?
He could do it in Etzron, because that week is Parshas Mosor.
And therefore, your two is Etzron. Why does the Poskim say that you should wait, actually, to do it till afterwards?
Because he's going back.
Yeah. Shine number two is, does he, when he comes to England, have to hear Parshas Mosor again?
Yeah.
Why?
Is
that
what
he
did?
Last week.
Next week he goes to Atzol, there's Balozko. Next week he goes to Atzol, there's Balozko. Because he has to go to Atzol. It's not his career.
the mice is there. It's a good point what you say, but the mice is there. There's an Indian to hear Christ over the whole cemetery, yeah?
That's what
I
have to do.
There's definitely an Indian to do it.
It's not the same radio.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened to the mice. It happens on pace sometimes. Pace sometimes happens sometimes, emotional. People going back to it, so, sometimes they're making minions after that. For these people to hear that Christ over.
Yeah,
whether you're Machoy to do it is another show. Well, maybe not Machoy maybe, but it's kind of Indian to hear the whole Christ over from the whole thing. So, I don't know, it's an interesting shayla. So, Nochum, so this shayla over here, what we're speaking about here, is someone, Nochum, what was the shayla? The last day of Pesach, the last day of Shavuot was on Shabbos.
Does he have to hear Pashtun?
And the Ben is, where's the one my chutzah is?
Yeah,
I've just lost it. A Ben chutzah is Ben Chutzah, yeah? And he's here because of, yeah, so he should really hear the next week, he should hear again. Yeah. And it works our way around as well. A Ben Etch's role comes to Chutzlar. It's also interesting what happens to him. He's going to miss out a center somewhere.
Yes.
So you have to know, so you have to work it out with this.
If
he did Chutzlar again,
you have to do
Chutzlar
again.
I think he has to do it again. The possibility is better he waits to do it in Etch's Chutzlar. Since, like you said, since his dad to Lassie, he wants to come back, he's not really part of Etch's role. The real ideal time for him to do Pashas Nosri is when he comes back to England. And it's Pashas Nosri that week.
You should do it that week.
And they say the possible also that he should hear Kriyasa that week.
Yeah.
Interestingly, because even though he's already
heard Kriyasa.
And
there's
looks like it's a very interesting thing. Looks like he should still hear.
Will you ever do Shnamira again?
No.
But the Eved would stop. If he did it then, he can't say it's wrong. No. But the Eved is hard to stop because the Lice at that time in Exor was the right center.
Yeah.
So it was a simple saying, and he was there that time. Even
it's
though
not his here,
it's not his here, because he's not that simple.
Well, the yeah. He's done
Shlaimikar at the time. Yeah. Why, if someone does now, that's what he's saying. Someone does Pashas Azinu now, let's say, Shlaimikar at the time. Or let's say he starts. Yeah, let's say he starts.
Nobody's doing Azinu.
Oh, yeah, he's got it. I would have thought it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shlomo.
It's still he's doing Pashas Nosai.
Yeah. All these signs of these people who travel, it's very interesting what they're to be aware of these things. I mean, they're missing out sometimes on
the. So, the Ben Chutzlar was after Shavuos, went to Tzitzor now for a few months.
He's missed out.
So, let's say that Tzitzor is a minion for Nosoi, because you have to make sure to hear the Nosoi before the Baloisma.
Pastors. No, it's very interesting. I said, someone can miss out Chris Torah, but I know what we've done. Yes, he's got to talk about Chris Torah. So he missed out a few episodes of Chris Torah. He's lost that bit. What happens now? Does he go to another shoot here at Chris Torah? I said, we're not mapping on that. It's interesting why. But I said, we don't. We're hiring someone to do something here. So it looks like we're not going to do it. Why exactly? Wants to know. The final thing is also very interesting over here, and that is the halach over here. The Muhammad says, ain't so Nikos passage on to that's one. The chain ain't so Nikos have two. You're not mechuyu to repair the haftorahs. Now I'm not sure. I tried to cut the cups from all of them. I looked at the back of my shoe. Is it too much time? Make a red time after. I don't know. It's too much time. Make a red time after. Or just doing it once. Because it's interesting. At the bottom, the Ramah swings over here. Nagu. The Ramah carries on. When we call mocho, Nagu likros haftorah. The meaning is to repair the haftorah, to read it.
When?
Says the Mishabura before that week, before that Shabbos.
Like Shabbos after the Kriya, those of us who say the
Haftorah. No, he's talking about should you repair before Shabbos? Is there like Shabbos every time you do before you read it? Should you do Haftorah as well? So the Mishabura says over here from the Ramah, Tama Minig, Shaloi Kru Lamachal Amafdi, they shouldn't call someone up for Mafdi, Shemani Kru Lamachal Amafdi, they might call him up tomorrow for Mafdi, but Yehu Boki Varogabar, he should know what he's saying. So the Indian preparing the Haftorah is that you should be, if you get called up, So that depends on the Chorin. Some shuls where the Maisa, you don't have to do anything, I mean, you say it all quietly, or they've got a shul where the minig is that the Baal Torah does everything. Let's say, in some shuls where you read from a cloth, so you can't expect the person, unless you've been prepared before, and you can't expect the person himself to, what you call it, to know what's doing. So there, the Baal Torah himself does the Haftorah. In that case, there, the Chorin, this one doesn't apply. The Chorin, you're not going to repair it. But in the case of where a person might get called up, it's an interesting meaning, there's an interesting idea this, that a person has an Indian to repair the Haftorah before. And I say, I'm not clear whether he's talking about Shnai Mikra at the time of the Haftorah or just once. No, because Boki Baraka is a bit of a hypocrisy after watching how Boki Baraka is. So I don't know what it means, but the mice, there is such a mini of a parent trying to come out of time. I love doing it. I'll get away with that.